Perhaps you've heard about the Louisiana Justice of the Peace who refused to grant a couple a marriage license, not because they were too young or because one had tricked the other into marriage, but because the would-be husband and wife were of different races. According to media reports, the Justice of the Peace, Keith Bardwell, is in his 50s and has said that he refuses to grant marriage licenses to all interracial couples because he worries that the couple's children will be ostracized. As one rejected fiancé put it, it's like Bardwell lives in the 1800s. And he sort of does when you think about it, because he's a justice of the peace, a position that goes back many years. In fact, a Law Journal article used the adjective ancient to describe the Louisiana Justice of the Peace courts. Here's a big difference between those courts and typical courts. Usually judges are lawyers. They attend law school for 3 years, sit for a grueling bar exam, pass that exam and a character and fitness determination, and then practice law for at least a few years, after which time they can be elevated to the bench, either by nomination and confirmation, as in the federal system, or by vote, as in some states, including Illinois. But in Louisiana, there's a position in which one can serve as a sort of quasi-judge without much legal training, and that's a justice of the peace. Justices of the peace serve for 6 years after election, and they do more than marry people. They also have the, quote, authority to issue a peace bond, a summons, or a warrant of arrest, to bail or discharge in non-capital cases, and to issue search warrants where authorized by law, according to the Louisiana Supreme Court. Despite those impressive duties, in Louisiana, a justice of the peace does not need a law degree. In fact, all that the state statute requires is that he or she be, quote, of good moral character, a qualified elector, a resident of the ward and district from which elected, and able to read and write the English language correctly. Just last year, the legislature decided to raise the bar and also require a high school diploma. It's true that there's a training course for all justices of the peace in Louisiana. It covers by statute venue, jurisdiction, elements of a cause of action, limitation of actions, conduct of trials, trial demonstrations, the duties, functions, and responsibilities of offices, and other such subject matter. It'll be interesting to see how that statute and that training may change in light of Bardwell's marriage license rejection. At some point in his training, Mr. Bardwell certainly should have learned about Loving versus Virginia, the landmark 1967 United States Supreme Court case that made it plainly unconstitutional for a judge like Bardwell to prohibit the marriage of two persons based on race. But more than 40 years after Loving, Mr. Bardwell told reporters that he just can't understand why everyone is so upset with his marriage license rejection. Everybody hates me, he acknowledged while chuckling. I mean, I treat people, you know, I figure, equal. Good, he suggested. But there's a major constitutional difference between Mr. Bardwell's interpretation of equal and the United States Supreme Court's interpretation of equal. And to quote Louisiana's High Court in an unrelated case involving a justice of the peace, Bardwell, quote, is bound to apply the law as written by the legislature and construed by the various courts. That he is a layman untrained in the law does not relieve him of his responsibility to follow the rule of law, nor, one would hope, to know it. I'm Amy Guida.